This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
No, I'm back now. Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, you hear me say it all the time, come on, people. Be part of the solution, really. That is the best way to fix things. It's for you to get out there, you to be part of the solution. Yeah, otherwise we're wandering around without a clue. I don't care how smart you think you are. We're still wandering around without a clue. Too many things out there. Too many trip ups you can fall into. I mean, California's got some of the craziest. You just heard me talking about them a little while ago, right? No more gasoline engines. You can't sell gas powered cars by 2035, gas-powered gardening tools just get nuts after a while, doesn't it? Again, I say, if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, always, a pleasure. So, you know, you're looking at what's going on right now. Is the housing market, we're hearing that, how well, you know, new house sales are slowing down, you know, they were at an all-time high, they were doing, you're hearing all this stuff, but when you actually sit down and start truly looking at the numbers, truly understanding what's going on, you should be a tad concerned. I mean, when interest rates, think about this. A friend of mine who is in the housing world, I said to him, you know, I don't live in a rich neighborhood, but a couple of blocks from me, it says starter homes, $600,000. I think to myself, $600,000, really? That's a starter home? And he explained to me, in some cases, when the interest rates were really low, like 3%, you can fit that into a $100,000 a year salary, $120,000 a year salary. But when the interest rates start to go through the roof, they start to climb, that's a problem. So the interest rates started to rise. They get up to about 5%. Maybe they're not where you are. It's pretty much, I won't say tanked, but came close. The new home sales dumped about by 12%, 12.5%. Right? It's probably the lowest. I'm trying to look at this chart, but it's probably the lowest sales of new home sales in about 7 years. Thank you, Joe Biden. Now, the housing market is, again, it's in much worse shape than the Feds have been willing to admit. The policymakers have made it clear that inflation is their primary objective, and its housing markets is going to be collateral damage. Not much they're going to be able to do about it. Especially the way they're doing it and in the direction they're going, they're not going to be able to fix it. If you think about it, since January, the rates have almost doubled. Almost doubled. You paying attention? right now, I think as of this afternoon, it was 5.8% with the interest rates. And that just drives the price of the... When interest rates were low, I started to say, they pumped the price of the houses up. Okay, I guess some of you find that distasteful. That's part of capitalism, whether you like it or not. But as the interest rates start to rise, they have to drop the prices of the homes, because if the home prices are too high, people aren't going to be able to afford them, not going to be able to buy them. They're not going to be able to qualify for the loans. Right? Now, remember this... We were talking about this way back 2009, right? Remember that? Remember that year? Oh, it was always fun. Right, the housing market, the demand plummeted in 2009. There were affordability issues where people, they didn't have their jobs, or their jobs were iffy. Right, the interest rates were starting to rise. They couldn't move the homes. Coming in the next, 5, 6, 7 months, some people are talking about how the the new home prices are going to take a nosedive again. So where does that put everybody? Where does that put you? Where does that put me? Where does that put landlords? Right? And the Feds are starting to raise interest rates on their own. Now, The officials are saying, look, we get it. The housing activity has weakened, and we're going to slow down a little bit more. We got to get inflation under order. Now, look, I'm not an economic expert, so it really doesn't mean anything to me on how, in a big way, on how this stuff comes together. How buying homes or new homes, not having new homes move along, it doesn't all fit for me. But it doesn't have to. I don't have to know everything about this stuff. All I know is that the experts speaking to this have been able to lay out a case that they've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again. And this is what happens when you have a housing market like this. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Probably a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That way you're not part of the problem, so to speak. You know, it was funny because we were just talking about U.S. home prices and you know, the cost for mortgages and such. And somebody's paying, you know, I think they're paying attention. Somebody's listening, thank God. Just had a listener send me a link to another story of the homes. This is U.S. home values declined for the first time in a decade. Now, home values fell by 0.1%. Some of you guys, it's a big deal, right? But it's starting. People can't afford the homes. What are they supposed to do? Right? The pandemic-era real estate boom it's cooled considerably now. As 2 years have gone by, price increases, sky high mortgage rates. You know, in the Los Angeles area, people were able now to work remotely. Businesses made a way for that to happen. And so what ended up happening is people moved to larger homes in the suburbs so they could, you know, work remotely. They've got plenty more space. They don't have the big cost of being in downtown Los Angeles and such. Right? So the home values flattened so quickly after the recent record growth. It's really, some of the economists say, well, that was badly needed because we needed to do a reset. Right? We needed to rebalance the books for homeowners. Now, the slowdown is about to discourage buyers. They might be pulling back after, you know, the affordability of all. You know, a lot of people got, what is it, pre-qualified for a loan. Right? I don't know how long qualifications are good for, 30, 60, 90 days, whatever. And they qualified at 3%. You might be surprised to find out 3.5%, 4%, they didn't qualify anymore. Now, the 1% or the 0.1% decline in the home price translated to about, I don't know, $350 on every, I think it was every $100,000, whatever. Now, part of this, now think about it, those are pre-owned homes. I don't want to call them used homes. Pre-owned home. Pre-lived in homes. But now it's a little differently. The new homes are down 12% in sales. So you're seeing the economy that's, I heard it was roaring and booming and all that stuff. I apparently don't know what those names mean, right? The report found that home values sank in 30 of the 50 states, or largest metro areas. Largest decline came in where? California. Yeah, the top three or four. Now, prices declined month over month. But they're still up about 15% compared to the same month a year ago. Now, buyers ready in the wings. I mean, these guys are ready. They're ready to go. They got the money. They had the pre-approved loans. Could be a problem. You know what really sick is, you know, you bought the house top dollar, knowing it was going to do nothing but increase the price, and now you hit one of these where it starts to take a nosedive. You can't keep up. Not good. Not, you know, if you plan on living in your house like Timmy and I do, like for 100 years, that's different. But if you know, you're buying the house, you figure you start your family at 5 or 6 years down the road, you'll sell it. You'll make a few bucks on it. You'll be able to move up from there. And you're seeing stuff like this. It'll be the week after you buy it. It's gotta leave you a little miffed, don't you think? Wouldn't me. 855 Real Joe. 855-752-5563. There was a Germantown mom in Memphis. She took on the school board. But look, you're starting to see this happen more and more and more and more and more. Pretty regular, matter of fact. Carrie Sweeney is the latest mom to step up and run for school board. I love this stuff. If they're running for it just to run for it because they're mad, that's one thing. If they really have an agenda, they know they're going to do more than one thing, and they run it and make it happen, then God bless them. The conservative mother of three is hoping to boot incumbent school board chair, Angela Griffith, out of the position in the Germantown school board. She said, parents are entrusted by God to raise their children. Our school board members must allow parents to have a say in a child's education. We need to get back to the basics of education without social agendas getting in the way. Now, the political newcomer, right, she's a lifelong resident of that area. Right, she went to school there. She knows the people. She knows the businesses. All three of her children are in school right now. She went on to say that the pandemic exposed the leftist ideology held by board members after they reinstated mask mandates. Then they went on to push students, including her daughter, who refused to comply. It was horrible, she said. We didn't want to be treated differently. At the same time, we didn't want to wear the mask. I was very proud of her standing up and having a voice. And you know, that's why I've been telling you guys that forever. Stop calling people like me. Stop calling your school board members to necessarily complain about what's going on in school or the club or whatever. And teach your kids to be stronger. Teach your kids to stand up for themselves. Teach your kids to help or to help their voices to be heard, if you would. Upset parents who showed up at the school board meeting following the mask guidelines to voice frustration said, looking at the board members, all of it fell on deaf ears. They weren't interested in hearing any of it. Griffin failed to address the concern to many parents during her tenure, and it's time to put someone in position for, she said. Right? She said, oh, I love this. I love this line so much. I want to be the voice of the parents. God bless America. Isn't that great? No, really, sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5555. I've been telling you guys this for a long time. How long have I been telling you guys to get involved and get engaged? If you're not the one to run for school board along those lines, then maybe you're the one to find somebody, to support somebody who's running. Right? Why not? Encourage somebody that you know can win, that you know has horse sense, that you know is just not a lunatic. I'm sorry to put it all out there because there's some of them out there. Get them to run. And they can make a difference. And you hold their feet to the fire. You show up at the meetings. Even after they're elected, you can do your whole, oh, yay, I'm so happy for you. That's great. Then you stay on it. You stay on them. You stay on the issue. You make sure they do too. That's how we win. Joe Messina, you're up. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break on the Joe Messina Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A redacted version of the affidavit used to secure the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is set to be unsealed Friday under a judge order. The Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions to the document on Thursday, prompting the judge to agree to unseal the document on Friday by noon. Some documents related to the search warrant have already been released, showing that a number of classified documents had been found at Mar-a-Lago. Under the law, the former President Donald Trump was not supposed to possess any presidential records, which are supposed to be under the control of the National Archives. The affidavit would reveal more of the justification for the search and some of the evidence that the government presented to the judge. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RADIO-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get along, just engage in this. Right? I mean, in all sincerity, you need to engage in the conversation. You need to find out what's going on so that you can help. Really, that's what it boils down to. So you can help. Again, like I said, 855-RADIO-SHOW, 855-732, 732-5563. You know what I'm getting? I shouldn't say I'm getting a kick out of it. That sounds terrible. The lakes and what have you here in California, Nevada, on the West Coast. You know, because you got global climate, cooling, changing, warming, whatever it is. All kinds of things are popping up from the bottom of the lake. Right? A missing man's bones were found by a paddleboarder near a former marina at the shrinking Colorado River Reservoir. Authorities in Las Vegas have identified bones of it may be a long-missing Clark County resident. They thought he drowned 20 years ago and never were able to find him. Now, the journal reported that a death announcement at the time said, this fellow jumped from a boat and was presumed to have drowned. The investigators are still working to identify the man's body, how he was killed. It kind of looks like there was a gunshot to his head. I don't know. A lake in Vegas? Gunshot to the head? Yeah, that could possibly go together. 855-RADIO-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I love this one, too. These stories, they just never stop. They're great. The Utah public school teacher has been arrested following discovery of an explicit photo and conversations with teen boys. We're seeing more and more and more of this. This didn't happen in the 70s when I was a kid. I don't know if they were afraid to go to jail. I don't know if they were afraid of public shaming. I don't know what they were afraid of. But it worked then, didn't it? Ow. Now, when people think of Utah, they generally think of being a fairly conservative state. But if you think you're safe in the conservative states of the cities, you're wrong. If you think this didn't happen if you're a child, you're wrong. Now, assume it's happening. You know, you always got, when it comes to your kids, don't blindly and blanketly think everything is okay. Right? Seriously. You need to check on them. You need to make sure that what's going on in school, around them, daycare centers, what have you got? They're being treated properly. Things were okay there. God, you know, I said this is true with my Christian friends. Just because you drop your kids off at a, I don't know, at a daycare center at a church, doesn't mean they're going to be okay. It's not a guarantee. You're probably better off there than you are other places, but it's no guarantee. So you need to be constantly vigilant on what's being taught to your child in school. Even conservative schools. We've done so many stories here on conservative colleges, Christian colleges, that won't even enforce Christian principles, Christian scripture. Right? National average age for first exposure to pornography is 11 years old. My God. Can't even imagine. That's because they have those smartphones in their hand. The factor in the blatant leftist activism to hypersexualize children, yeah, I always thought that it was great. You know, they don't want women to be objectified, yet what do they do to little girls from day one? So, you know, again, they're the one putting all this stuff out. They're the one approving all the sexual content. They're the ones making it happen, and they're complaining about the kids being overly sexualized. Right? While they're sitting there doing pole dancing right in front of you. That's always exciting. Now, I'm thinking that average is probably going to drop pretty quickly if things keep going the way they're going. If we've got pole dancing classes at school. Now, if you haven't already established a relationship, right, a trusting communication with your child, you need to start working on it. Long before they get ingrained in school, fall in love with their teachers, people around them. So you really got to establish a relationship with your kids, one where they're willing to talk with you. If you're not talking to them, someone else is. Look, the average parent spends less than 30 minutes with their child every day. And it's not a deep 30 minutes either. A Norm, Utah man who was in public school teaching with the Alpine School District was arrested on two charges, including sexual exploitation of a minor. I don't know. This is like the most egregious sin you can do on a child. The father of a 16-year-old victim contacted the Orem police regarding sexually explicit messages on the boy's device after searching the device. Police discovered that some of those explicit messages and pictures were from a 32-year-old Andrew Walsh. Now, after they did a forensic review of Walsh's phone, the exchange was discovered, revealing that the teen informed Walsh that he is a minor, to which Walsh allegedly responded, "That makes me want you even more." Messages also included efforts to arrange an in-person meet, and nude images were found on Walsh's device, allegedly matching the physical description of the teenage victim. How does that... What are you doing to your kids? That your kids are going to think it's all right for you to send naked pictures of themselves around. No, really, think about it. Girls sending naked pictures, and I'm not talking at 15, 16, 17, I'm even talking 11, 12, 13. And what the heck are they doing with a phone at 11, 12, and 13? The charging officers asked Walsh to be held without bail in Utah due to the easy access he has to children and the position of trust which he holds as a teacher. The Alpine School District made a statement. They said that we became aware of an accusation regarding an individual who has been employed in the Alpine School District since 2016. We've taken immediate action by placing the employee on administrative leave, pending an investigation. We're working closely with law enforcement. Now, you know, the case is being investigated, but there are people around him that know this is going on. I don't buy for 30 seconds that nobody around him knew what was happening. knew the kind of teacher he was, knew what he had going on. You have to ask. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73-5563. The, I did this story the other night, and somebody asked me about it today. And maybe I didn't hit it enough or something. But a Wisconsin school board bans Pride BLM flags from the classroom. I have no problem with that, by the way. The only flags that should be in the school room or on school grounds is the American flag. That's right, American flag. American flag and a state flag. That's it. Now, if you're having, I don't know, October is what, Italian Heritage Month or something like that? If you're going to put that flag up for the month, or even for a week, or even for a day, just to talk about the history of. I know there's plenty of these days during the year, or months during the year, that you could put a flag up and say, hey, you know, here's the culture of this particular issue, item, ethnicity. I remember as a kid, during certain times of the year, you could have a whole wall filled with Irish stuff, for instance. You know, the Irish flag, pictures of Ireland, pictures of Ireland on a map, pictures of the Irish people. But that's not what they're talking about here. They've got Black Lives Matter flags are a political statement flag. No, sorry, not going to happen. And they had every right to vote these things down. The vote last Tuesday in the school district prohibits teachers from displaying preferred pronouns in their email signatures. See, they want the tomfoolery to stop. Stop all this craziness. Spin back around. Come back to reading and writing arithmetic. Nobody cares what your pronouns are. Right? If you can't fit within society's pronouns, I don't know what to tell you. Pick a different one. That's society, too. The Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the best way to do this. There's so many stories I want to hit. Barack Lord is going to join me in the next hour. He's written a book, or several books, actually. Atheism Kills. New book, Atheism Destroys. And the Rise of the Sex Bots. That was a great book. And really, because it goes through, I'll talk about it when it comes on, but it goes through basically, there is a rise of sex bots happening across the planet. What does that do for real relationships? Right? I mean, seriously, what does it do for real relationships, not phony ones? Right? Again, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know, I'm doing more and more stories about parents that are pushing back on school boards, that are stepping up and becoming part of the school boards. And whether you're supporting somebody or running yourself, This is great. You need to do this. You need to protect your children. And while you're doing that, you'll be protecting other children. And there's nothing wrong with that. At least I don't think so. Again, 855-732-5563. I love the Chicks on the Right. You got to check out their website today, chicksontheright.com. Well, Chicks on Right. Yeah, somebody left out the blah. This parent just learned what A, B, and DL mean. And says, boy, I wish I hadn't. Well, you can imagine my confusion, she said, when I learned that there was a controversy over a sex shop or not a sex shop. Well, it depends on whose side you're on. She said, my inner baby, in my mind, a store that sells adult diapers and adult-sized children clothing, I was thinking, okay, and the store markets themselves as a medical supply shop. But it gets better. They also market themselves under the acronym ABDL, which stands for Adult Baby / Diaper Lover. Now, if you haven't barfed in your mouth yet, God bless. We're in a bad way. If you haven't yet, you should. Seriously. It's just amazing to me. Right? A quick Wikipedia search of ABDL turns up information on diaper fetishes, which is a type of garment fetish, or anyway, a person with a diaper fetish derives pleasure from a diaper and or the use of it. So totally normal. Nothing to worry about. Oh my God. You know what? We need to flush. No, really, society's gone. It's over. We just need to flush and get it over with. Don't you think? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ah, we got Larry from Washington. Larry, thanks for calling.
Joe, thank you, Joe, for the opportunity and for accepting my call so quickly. I'm on a bit of a short leash, but you hit a button, pardon me, when you said the increase in sex pots and what it's doing to our culture. It's a slippery slope. You know, all the stuff that's available out there now, you can find anything you want. It's pretty strange. I was raised in just one child, mom and dad, pretty sheltered, and I had, you know, through high school, a girlfriend or two, but never had any sexual relationships until after high school, and that was back in my high school graduate of 66. And so I got introduced to sex about how a lot of people do, with very little preparation, I think. And then it prepares us, exposes us, I guess, to things that we've never experienced. And then we move forward and we try to develop a relationship. And the sad part about it that I have come to realize, and I've been married twice, both failed, I have three beautiful daughters, I'm so thankful for them, I'm wish my exes the best in the world. I need to apologize to them too. When I look in the mirror of all the failed relationships, I'm reminded about eighth grade mathematical term common denominator, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm probably the reason those relationships didn't work out, and here's why. When we grow up in my age group and we watch the Donna Reed Show and Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons, probably we had this perception of what life was supposed to be like. So we launched out into the unknown, and all of a sudden, some nice, young, soft, good-smelling young lady paid attention to us. And good night, nurse, wasn't that just wonderful? So we all begin, I think, we don't fall in love. I mean, I'm sorry, the majority of us don't. There are those that do, had their high school sweethearts and whatever.
Sure.
But we fall in lust. And then,
I agree,
oftentimes, it doesn't work out. And we didn't wait long enough to develop the love. How do you get, and I'm about done, I just wanted to say this so that you could maybe talk about that. in relationships, and be careful about that. And God bless you.
Thanks. Appreciate the call, Larry, and I will comment to that. Look, he hit an area that I used to talk to my kids and actually some of my friends about on a regular basis when it comes to relationships. And, you know, we talk about that more when Barack Lori joins us. But, you know, the reality of the situation is that we get, come on, can we, what was his name? Can we talk here, right? What do we talk? And they're talking even more today. But I mean, even back in the 70s, right? We were taught sex was okay. Wasn't a big deal. Totally natural. You should want to do it. And yet, no instruction, no real instruction, excuse me. Really didn't think about anything. It was just, it was something you should be doing. Right? We joked in the 70s, the sex, drugs, rock and roll. And I always said to my kids, I said, look, you know, she looks really good after three beers. He looks really good after three beers. We never thought long-term anything. I used to say to my kids, like I said, my other friend, I go, look, you guys, before you get together, before you have all this perceived fun, you better be on the same page when it comes to religion, discipline, parties, you know, politics. There's a whole bunch of, you know, you could blow off, you know, food likes and dislikes, clothing likes, clothing dislikes, differences in music. But man, when you get down into discipline of your children, religious beliefs, when you get down to these things, political stances, you could have a problem. And look at what's happening today. You've got families not talking to each other, splitting up in the whole nine yards over this. Now, if you get a Ross book on the sex bots, what he talks about is, and in Asia they were big, or are big, he talks about the fact that what it does is it takes the feeling away. It takes the want slash need for a relationship. And then when you get into it, what happens when you finally do? Maybe you don't want a relationship. You're quote-unquote perfectly satisfied with the relationship you have with a sex bot. Well, because they don't complain. You don't have to worry about them. You just have to worry about you. You know what I mean? And it turns you into that cold, stone person that you were never meant to be. Right? Think about it. You were never meant to be. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5567. I'll hit on that more when Barack joins us. So, I want to talk about this diaper store, the adult diaper. And no, if you've just joined, not that kind of adult diaper. Right? Not is it Depends? Not one of those. Now, according to Facebook post by My Inner Baby, as you likely know, we've been fighting for survival of our business against the morals of the city of Noblesville. Today, they declared they would seek penalties up to $7,500 per day if we keep our doors open. So they're closed for now. But what makes me want to scream into the abyss the most about the post are the comments of the people defending the store. Don't get me wrong, the writer says. I'm all for capitalism and free trade, but these products fetishes children, plain and simple. Right? So he believes that they fetishize children. We don't distinguish. We don't ask our customers, hey, what are you coming in here for? You know, okay, and I got to tell you something. Again, do you remember in the 70s, even the nasty books were kept in the back of the store, whatever. We really have got to the point where moral value, the word moral doesn't really mean anything. Just like racism doesn't. Racism. You know, what do you want to protect your kids from? And yeah, to a degree, I go, you know, I don't care what two adults do. That's up to them. Right? They want to do whatever they want to do in their bedroom. They don't want to plaster it all over the place. They don't need to see it. I don't need to know about it. But bottom line with it is, why do you always have to shove it in the face of our kids? Why is that always the way to go? Show me, see your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We got Barack Lurie going to join us. I'm telling you, you will enjoy it, I guarantee it. We'll be right back.